What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 28, our Adrian Peterson episode. We're going to be recapping the first half of the college basketball season. Let's rock and roll.
Episode 28, the second of three episodes that our BLS giveaway winner Joseph Scott will be with us. Today we're going to talk about some college basketball. Mm-hmm. Jake, what are your early thoughts on some of the college basketball that's been going on this year
as we move into conference play? Early on the season, it's been a lot of chaos, I think. I don't know how long. How long has a one seed held their spot?
Two polls max.
Yeah. I mean, we've had multiple one seeds go down. A lot of teams that are usually good haven't been good. A lot of surprise teams in the rankings as we get into them in a sec, but it should make for an exciting conference play. Yeah. I know the Big Ten's still really close.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the conferences are still up for grabs.
Yeah.
I would say the one thing I think of every time I see college basketball this year is filling out a bracket in March is going to be impossible because every team you think is good actually sucks, mm-hmm. and every team you think is bad somehow wins games.
We'll talk about North Carolina in a sec here, but like, just say there's a chance they squeak in. You know, you're gonna get a lot of people who don't really know college basketball who are gonna put North Carolina all the way in the Final Four because they normally that's a legit chance, but this year it's just not gonna happen.
First round exit.
I mean, if North Carolina was appropriately seeded in the tournament this year, they won't be. You know, but like, they would be like a 13-14.
Yeah.
Like, they're not good.
I mean, if they get in, they'll be a 9 or 8, something like that. Right. But that's even if they get in.
Yes. It's just, it's bad. Duke is so young, and you can tell how they play. Like, having Trey Jones still helps a lot, but they're not everything that most people would. They're definitely not one of Coach K's better teams. I mean, I think you got to start, though, with Gonzaga. I mean, Gonzaga's undefeated, and now as they move into West Coast Conference, like, there's a chance they don't lose for a long time. You know, Gonzaga just got Jalen Suggs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they're going to be disgusting.
Yeah, Gonzaga's is getting 5 stars now.
Well, and they usually get guys who stay all 4 years. I like, know. It's just a good team.
But they're getting 5 stars.
Yeah, when he comes in next year, it'll be good.
Like, what they've done with their program is literally, like, Kennesaw State, like, being the number one ranked team and starting to win, like, national championships.
Yeah.
Or being contingent for
it. And they're still in, a weak basketball conference, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a good conference, like, as a mid-major, but mm-hmm. compared to what they are, like, yeah, they should not lose a game at all.
Yeah, I mean, they had their one early loss to Michigan, who Michigan's now fallen off, but
everyone who has once been good has fallen off.
Yeah.
But the thing with Gonzaga is just because strength of schedule, like, there's a chance they stay in for a while. Now, they went to double overtime with somebody last night, or 2 nights ago, Pepperdine, but...
Wow.
Which shows that they still might lose in their conference.
This is going to be a very hard March Madness.
Yeah, it's going to be impossible because this is a year where ones can lose to like that 8 in the second round so easily, and you're going to have no idea which one it'll be.
It'll make for a fun to watch, but tough to pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those 5-12 games are going to be even more likely now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to start, just think of the teams who have been number one. I mean, Ohio State was one for a little while. They fell off hard.
They're down to 11.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Louisville was one for a long time, and they were like the preseason one, kind of. Like, a lot of people thought going in, like, they could be a top team. They're 13.
Was Kentucky one at one point?
And at one point, they were.
They're down 14. To
14. Michigan.
Michigan State was number one at one point.
They're down to 8.
They're 8, but they're back up.
Like, yeah, they were down to, like, 14 or 15, and now they're back up after their win against Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Was Michigan, Virginia ever won?
Yeah.
They're down to 18.
Yeah.
They've got 2 tough losses to Purdue and South Carolina.
Both of my teams. What are the odds?
Wow.
Dude, what's crazier, one of the craziest ones to me is that Michigan goes from unranked to number 4 in the span of a week.
And then makes
an appearance at 1.
Which, to me, it also shows how much overreaction is in college basketball, where
they're
up to 4, and now they've lost 4 or 5.
Yeah.
They're down to 19 now.
Uh-huh.
It's like, it's just a lot of teams you see just jump in the rankings after they get a big upset win.
Uh-huh. Memphis, a lot of people thought to be number 1, even though I don't think they ever were. A lot of people, like, had them in the conversation as, like, best team.
Yeah.
James Wiseman leaves.
Who did they lose to, though? They have 2 losses.
To Georgia.
Georgia. That's a good one. I mean,
but Anthony Edwards didn't even play good. Ant-Man had, like, 8 or, like, 10.
But 21, though? Is that because James left?
Yeah, it has to be. Just, I mean, that's...
Yeah, they lost to Oregon and Georgia, so it's not horrible losses, but... Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, definitely after James
and
left.
And Wiseman played against Oregon, because I remember that game. Yeah. That was the game.
It was a close game, though.
They that still the have game. Precious, so...
Yeah, they're still obviously a talented team. Who's their guard? Who is it?
Ellis?
Boogie Ellis. Yeah. He's tough in high school.
I named my my player after him.
Boogie Ellis?
K-19, yeah. I don't know. I just like the name, so he's my player.
You know, he committed to Duke at first.
Yeah.
From San Diego.
They're a team that could surprise some teams in the tournament. Just
Memphis?
Just going a little three-game run or something like that.
I can see that.
Also, just because they haven't been up there in so long, like people like Memphis, like, they probably haven't
done. I mean, we're living in a world where San Diego State could potentially be in the running for a one seed.
As well as... Keep going. Do you have anything else?
No.
I was going to say, as well as Auburn, they're the only two undefeated teams left, and Auburn only plays two ranked teams, or two ranked games left, both being against Kentucky. So they could very well have a...
Why does the SEC not have any ranked presence this year at all? I felt like on the past couple of years, like, they've been on such a rise. It was like the SEC basketball is finally getting
good.
They
have two ranked teams, Auburn and Kentucky.
Oh, gosh.
So.
And Auburn's, like, best win right now, I'm pretty sure, is South Alabama. Like, South Alabama's a good team, but, like, okay, it's still South Alabama.
Yeah.
Butler's 6. Baylor's 4. I can't name a single player on Baylor.
Weren't they good last year, too?
Yeah. They're always, like, a solid, like, 6 or 7 team.
They always have a couple Africans.
Yeah.
And because they wear those neon green jerseys.
They had Torian Prince. What was it?
Oh, that was the game where it's like, how do you rebound?
Yeah, the rebound against Yale.
Yeah. It was like, how did Yale out-rebound you? He's like, so well, rebound.
You come off the glass, right? And
comes off the glass. You go grab the
ball. Go up there
ball.
With two hands, and they got more of those than we did.
And then he went to the Hawks the next year. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Villanova. I mean, there are so many teams that I can't tell you how good they are just because I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's been the weirdest year.
Yeah, I mean, chaos is the only word to describe it, but...
So, if we get into some of the conferences, who do you think is the favorite to win the regular season in each conference? So, don't worry about the tournament yet, but just each conference.
Can you, like, pick a conference?
Yeah, let's just go through the Power 5. Yeah. Start with the ACC.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the ACC, so let's talk about, as we're in the ACC, let's talk a little bit about... your North Carolina Tar Heels for a second. Yeah, go ahead.
Do we have to?
Yeah,
just... From a true fan.
So from a true fan, it's kind of pathetic because Georgia Tech, our man Jose, who we went down and interviewed, they lost to Ball State at home by like 20.
Miss Math Hour.
2 weeks. Is that where she went?
She went to Ball State. Why? Talks about it all the time.
So Ball State beat them at home by like 20. And I remember going, wow, Georgia Tech basketball has officially hit the bottom. Like, they're so bad.
Yeah. They looked terrible when we went down and saw them.
Yeah, we went and saw them play Elon. And
it
Elon
was awful.
Elon was picked to finish last in their conference preseason, the Colonial.
That's what my dad was.
To Elon? Yeah. Elon's nice, though. They're just a little rebuild. And so that game was the ugliest game to watch. Like, it was like...
Jose was out, right?
Yeah.
Not saying that makes a huge difference, but...
And I think it does, a little bit. But it was like 24 to like 15 and a half.
Okay.
Like, Elon probably
shot... Elon was shooting 5% from the three-point line.
Yeah, like at one point, Elon was one of like 21 from three. Like, Elon so easily could have won the game if they could just hit a single shot.
Yeah.
But they couldn't. And so it was the ugliest win ever for Georgia Tech. And that same Georgia Tech team goes to North Carolina and gets up 30-6 to start the game. North Carolina didn't make their first field goal until 14 minutes left in the half, in the first half. And end up, like, they lost by, like, 10. It was, like, 96-83 at 13, I think.
Jose had a good game.
Jose had 25.
25.
And now Cole Anthony obviously has been hurt, and our backup point guard tore his ACL. So we're running
tough times.
We're running thin in Carolina. Walker Kessler needs to come save us next year.
So who's your pick for the ACC?
Well, it's not North Carolina.
I can start us off if you want to.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to take Duke. I just think they're the most talented team. I think Coach K will, by the time the tournament gets around, I still think taking them. I do think a sleeper team is Florida State. They were a little bit younger coming into the year. Lost some players last year, but
Florida State's the most disrespected team every
year.
Every
year.
I was going to pick Florida State to win.
I'm not picking them, but I think it's definitely a sleeper team.
Well,
a little bit younger.
I said pick one.
Okay.
So
I'll take Duke then. Do you want to explain why are you taking Florida State?
I watched them yesterday play Louisville, and they kind of smacked up on them.
The battle for Matt Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh. Exactly. He did post something about Florida State, though.
I saw that. He was like Dubs.
Leaning?
Yeah.
Gotta commit on the show.
Yeah, we will. We'll get him.
But yeah, I like Florida State coming out of the ACC. They're only 13-2 overall, so they still got a pretty good record.
I'm going to take Virginia.
Okay.
They've won it maybe once or twice in the past couple years. But they just obviously defensively, they're always going to be well coached. Really hard place to play, especially like with their play style. You know, it makes it harder. Yeah. And so I think that this is the year where that that team defense can win out in a year where college basketball everywhere is a little bit down.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I think 18 is a little bit low for them. Uh-huh. I mean, they've lost two games. Obviously, neither one's a good loss. I mean, right. They got beat pretty good in both of them. But yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna take Virginia.
You can always take the defense there.
You got it, Joseph.
Honestly, after what you said, I was going to go with Duke, but after the points you made, Virginia does always give Duke
problems
with that zone. So I'm going to have to take Virginia.
Yeah, I think the Cavs, they're not a Kaihi Clark. They returned like a couple guys off that championship team.
Diakite, Frank Ocean.
Oh, yeah. He died it even more, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or it's different. Something
that like. Kid's tough.
Yeah. That whole play last year, the tip or whatever, it was ridiculous.
Just
that was so lucky.
Heartbreaking loss for the Boilermakers.
Yeah. He's a huge Purdue fan. So the whole Carson Edwards. It really sucks that Carson Edwards isn't playing.
That was
anymore.
Our chance.
Yeah,
where is he? Boston?
Boston's G League.
Yeah. He's been on
the team. Is he a two-way? Yeah. Two-way?
I said that because just I've seen him play G League. Yeah. But yeah, he's two-way.
He went off.
He gets buckets when he plays G League.
And he played in the preseason, he went off too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, next conference, let's go to the Big Ten. Jake, you got any early Big Ten picks? I know you're a Big Ten guy.
Obviously, Purdue is out. Not playing well this year. It's tough to – I was telling Sal yesterday – watching them play Illinois, and it was probably one of the worst offensive performances I've ever seen. They scored 37 points, didn't score till the 11-minute mark in the first half, and they were 15 of 60 from the field.
Oh, nice.
So, tough day for the Boilermakers, so not taking them, but I think I'm going to stick with Michigan State and Cassius Winston. Just if he plays anything like he did yesterday against Michigan, they'll take it, I think.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go with Maryland here. Got to go with my hometown, and they're still undefeated at home.
Maryland, the Terps. Pierce would like that.
Wow, the Terps. We just talked about them the other day. They're terrible.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
They're 12.
I'm sorry.
Who did they lose to in conference? I'm trying to remember. They lost to somebody.
They lost to...
Did they win the Ohio State game? Who won that game?
They lost to Iowa, I think.
They lost to Penn State. They lost to Penn State. Penn State into the rankings. That was
That's right. Penn State being good at basketball, that's weird.
That is weird.
That is... Yeah,
I mean, the Big Ten is still wide open. If you look at it, you've got a 4-0 team and an 0-3, and then everyone else is either 2-1 or 1-2. So, still wide open there. But
yeah, a lot of parity. In terms of my pick, or Mac, what's your pick? Oh, you took Maryland.
I took Maryland.
Yeah, my pick for Big Ten, it has to be Michigan State. Mm-hmm. So, I just think they're the best team. Preseason number one. I think obviously they had the big injury to I forget that one dude who got hurt, but he's out for the year. Mm-hmm. But that's going to kind of hurt them a little bit. But they're playing well again. Cassius is the best player in the country, in my opinion. So I think you have a guy like that, they're gonna take care of business in Big Ten regular season.
Agreed.
I think I'm gonna go with Ohio State. Okay. I know they like struggle a little bit. Luther Muhammad.
Oh yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, nice high school mixtapes.
Yeah.
Him and Jelly Fam.
Jelly Fam.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ohio State. No, they're a good team. They're coached really well. They play hard. Like they're definitely gonna have a shot. They're 1-2 right now, but they've also played some good teams in conference, you know? Mm-hmm. So they could definitely turn it around and make something happen.
Move on.
They play Maryland today, so.
Oh, yeah. That will be a nice game.
Or tomorrow, I think. Yeah.
I remember that was coming up. All right, what conference next?
Go ahead and jump to the Big 12, obviously.
Big 12 is always a fun league. They always play on Monday nights on ESPN, and so, like, I watch that a good amount. They've only played one game in conference, though, so you're going to have to do a lot more. Guessing, it's not going to be very results based.
You've got half one, half or 1-0, half or 0-1. So, obviously, still up for grabs, but I have to take Kansas just because of the history
just
and how much
it
they
happens
win.
Every year.
It's got it.
Oh no, Coach
Patterson. It's going to keep happening.
It does. It's crazy. Like they won like 14 in a row at one point with Bill Self. Like that's a crazy stat.
Was last year the first they didn't?
And Kansas State won it. Yeah. And Kansas State won't win it this year. They're definitely not good enough. But that was crazy to see that streak end.
Yeah, I'll take Kansas just based off history, and there's it's hard to tell. It's a little too early, but.
Mm-hmm. Mac, who you got?
I like Texas Tech. Okay. I picked them a couple years ago to go far in March Madness, and they did. Mm-hmm. So they kind of paid off for me. Plus, I watched them yesterday play against, I think, Oklahoma State, and they look pretty good. So I like Texas Tech.
Okay. I'm going to go with Baylor. I obviously wasn't too much into Baylor really before we even started talking this, but I've just been looking at their scores or whatever, what they've done. They've got some good wins. They smacked up on Texas a little bit, who might actually, it's crazy, but be the worst team in the Big 12 this year. It's Texas, which is crazy, but I feel like that shouldn't happen. But Baylor, I mean, they beat a ranked Arizona team. They beat them. They beat Butler by one a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're a good team that has good wins. So I'm going to take Baylor to win the regular season this year. A little mix up.
I'm probably going to take Kansas, to be honest. I'm joining you. But, I'm thinking about Baylor, but honestly, I just think Kansas.
You can't really go wrong with Kansas. Yeah, there's a good chance they're going to be involved in it.
Yeah.
What conference are you going to go with next?
I guess we'll jump out of the Power 5 and jump into some Big East, which is arguably one of the better basketball conferences. Right. We talked about this the other day. I don't know if that was on air or not, but
well, basketball, it's kind of Power 6.
Yeah,
because the Big East, it's so much history. It's a really good conference.
When Georgetown and DePaul are two of the worst teams in the Big East right now, you know it's looking good.
Yeah, because both of those teams are good teams. Mm-hmm. Like Georgetown, Mac McClung.
Mac McClung is a dog.
He's balling. I love Mac. And then DePaul, obviously, they were undefeated for a long time. It started 0-2 in conference play. Who do you have winning the Big East this year, regular season?
I was actually thinking about taking DePaul, but I think I'm going to take Butler. I watched them play against Purdue. They look pretty solid. They've got a few good wins.
Uh-huh.
I'll take Butler.
Okay.
I like Nova. I mean, they always kind of squeak it out in the end. Mm-hmm. They got good shooters every year, so.
Okay. I am going to shout out Joey. I'm going to go with Seton Hall. Miles Powell. I know he's had like a little early season injury bang up, but mm-hmm. assuming he can get back and play for them, I'm going to take Seton Hall. That's a really good team that, I mean, they have that home loss to, I believe, Michigan State, and that was a crazy game.
But they beat Oregon, I think.
Yeah, Seton Hall's a really good team this year, and they have the best player in the conference. So okay. If he's playing and get healthy, I'm going to take Seton Hall.
Fair.
Dang, so I was going to say that too, but they do have the best, what, Garden conference?
Oh, yeah. I think he's the best player in the conference regardless.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was going to go to Seton Hall.
Yeah, that's a good team. The Blue Demons?
The Pirates.
Dang, I got Blue Demons, Blue Devils mixed up. All right, Pac-12 regular season.
I just mentioned them and played. They lost to Seton Hall, but I'm gonna take Oregon.
Uh-huh.
I watched. I don't know when I watched them. It was earlier in the year, but they shot the ball well, so I'll stick with them and take Oregon.
Cool uniforms.
Yeah.
Big bonus. Big recruit.
Do they still have the trees on their court?
I think so.
Okay.
That like mud design.
Yeah, it's kind of gross, but it's also kind of cool.
No, it's cool. It'd be annoying to play on, but like in terms of watching it on TV, it's kind of like, especially when they play late at night too.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like. Well,
it's always a late night. It's like you're kind of falling asleep. Like, yeah. Kind of think you're like falling asleep when you're watching it because like you don't really know what's going on. But then, I don't know. I'll take Oregon. They look good early on. They've played in some big games, so they're tested a little bit.
Okay.
I'll take Ducks. Oregon.
I'm gonna take Stanford. Okay. I think Stanford, they lost to Kansas at home, obviously. Kansas came in and kind of smacked them, and that was a big game. But they've got some good wins. They beat a really good San Francisco team by 8. They played Butler super close, so I think Stanford can get over the hump and win the Pac-12.
I'm going to go Oregon.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm just going to go.
Oregon is probably, the Oregon's most talented team. Just going to see what kind of happens with it. So does that wrap up episode 28?
Do you want to do the SEC?
Oh, wrap it up, Power 5? I do want to do the SEC. Kind of forgot about them.
Let's not talk about the Gators, though.
They've underachieved so bad.
They have.
Or over underachieved, yeah. They're definitely more talented.
They have such a good draft class.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right. I guess I'll start us off. We talked about Auburn. I think Auburn is definitely be in the mix for it, but I'm going to take Kentucky. Just stick with Coach Cal. I watched Tyrese Maxey. He's good.
Yeah, he's a beast.
So I think he'll...
He's good as an
He's been down the past few games, but I think he'll pick it back up, and I'll stick with the Wildcats.
Okay.
Would you say?
Kentucky.
Okay. I like LSU. Mm-hmm. I like Jonte Waters in May, and they did good last year. They made it wrong, so.
Okay. I'm going to take Arkansas. They've got the new coach from Nevada, Musselman or whatever. They're playing really good. They're recruiting really good. Not that that matters to, like, this year's on-court play. But, I mean, a 12-1 team, 9-0 at home, too, I really like. So I'm going to take Arkansas this year, kind of like a mix-up out of the SEC.
I'm going to take Georgia. Even though I'm a Florida fan, I'm going to take Georgia.
Okay.
Cause,
you think Ant-Man can carry them?
Yeah. Just, like, when you get a tournament time, like, you just really need one good player to, like, take over. So
take it pretty far. Sounds good.
I think it could happen.
So, you want to make a graphic with, like, the picks?
I will.
Yeah, let's do that. You can get on an Instagram post. That'd be a good graphic.
All right. I think that'll wrap us up for this one. We got one more with Joseph coming up.
Episode 28. That's a wrap.
Peace.
Deuces.
Peace.